Hi FM, 101.9 megahertz of life.
So I've been noticing all of these sports stars with these very strange marks on their body. They look like circles, and it looks like a whole bunch of midget aliens have landed all over their bodies. Apparently it's called cupping, and we wanted to understand a little bit more about it. Dr. Darren Carpenter, he's a doctor of Chinese medicine and acupuncture. Good morning. Thanks for joining us. How are you doing?
Good morning. Thank you for having me.
So this is a thing, right? Cupping is an actual thing.
Yes, it is. So cupping is part of our treatment process that we use to help treat patients, but it can also be used in disease prevention. So there's two aspects to the treatment.
Right. But
what it involves is that it involves applying these cups to the skin surface, and then we create suction on the cups, and that suction is how the treatment effect is done.
And what does that achieve?
So it's basically used for two aspects. One is to treat certain diseases, and the other one is to be used in disease prevention. So in the treatment of disease, that would be to treat diseases such as back pain, joint pain, painful menstruation, abdominal pain, these kind of diseases. We would use it as part of our treatment process.
Right.
And then in the prevention of disease, it could be used when a disease is very mild, and then we can catch it early and treat it before it becomes severe.
Right.
And then you mentioned the sportsmen. So what they do is they're using it to aid recovery, to help speed up the recovery process. And then also if they have like a little niggle, you know, like something, a muscle's not feeling right, feeling a bit sore, they use it to help speed up the recovery of that muscle so that they can, you know, because they compete very quickly or very close together. So they need to recover quite quickly. So they use it for that.
And what is the science behind it?
So that's the difficulty in explaining how it works, but I'll explain it from a simple point of view. What happens is when we apply the cup to the skin, it creates suction, and this suction pulls the blood to the skin surface. And that's why you'll see people with those, what look like bruises.
Mm.
It's we pull all the damaged tissue and all the damaged blood that's in the muscle to the skin surface. And the skin surface has the best blood supply. So that will aid and assist in the recovery and speed up the recovery. So that's why we do it on the area where the injury is.
And has it been around for a long time?
A very long time, actually. It's been thousands of years. They've used it in Chinese medicine for thousands of years. The original one was so far back that they actually used to use horns of animals to create the cups and create the suction. So it's been around for thousands of years.
And is it a one treatment thing, or do you keep going back? How does this work?
So it does depend on what's wrong. So if it's for a disease treatment, then you would need multiple treatments to alleviate the disease. It depends on what condition you suffer from and how long you've had it, but it could be anywhere between 3 to 10 sessions to alleviate the condition. If it's for disease prevention, then it would depend on the patient how often they would like to come, but they could come either monthly or every few months just to check for a checkup, and then we treat something preemptively. But the sportsmen, they different story because of how active they are. They actually can do it every second day, every third day.
And how long do you traditionally keep these cups on?
So we normally do it about 10 to 15 minutes max.
Right.
And then it's actually quite interesting. We have a few different ways of applying the cups. So the traditional method that I use is we have a flame, and we place the flame inside the cup, and that creates suction, and then we place it on the skin. So the flame doesn't ever touch the patient, but it goes inside the cup just to heat up the cup, and then it creates the suction. So that's the traditional way. But the more modern way is they use a plastic cup with a kind of gun that creates the suction, and then they place it on the skin, and they just create the suction in that way.
Amazing. One of our listeners, Karen M., says, I lived in Switzerland in the 60s, and then when you got a cold, you had cupping applied to your back.
Yes, to treat flu. Yes, we do use it to treat flu, as part of the flu treatment, usually combined with acupuncture. And then sometimes I also will use herbal medicine, the combination of the three to treat flu,
That's incredible.
It is quite commonly used.
Right.
Yeah.
And is it becoming more, I would imagine it's becoming more popular, because when you've got well-known sports personalities utilizing this, it obviously becomes something that other people are interested in.
Yes, definitely. And it's quite nice that the swimmers, the Olympic swimmers were using it, because you can see it on them. most other sportsmen, when they use the cupping, you won't see anything, so you won't notice that they have it. But with the swimmers, obviously, because they have to undress, you can clearly see they have the cupping. And the nice thing about cupping is that it's easy to see that they've had it. So then people are like, oh, what are these circles?
Yeah, exactly. All over their body? It's great advertising. Definitely, yeah. Well, how long does that? Yeah. How long do those marks last?
So it does depend on how severe they are, so the how strong they are, because it depends on how much blood you have in the muscle that needs to be pulled out. But generally, I'd say about 3 to 4 days.
Wow.
And the key thing to note, though, about it is it looks like a bruise, but it's not a bruise. There's been no damage to the actual muscle or the blood vessels, so it won't be sore to the touch, but it just looks like a bruise.
Right. Is it painful?
Not, I wouldn't say painful. Most patients describe it as a weird sensation, maybe a bit uncomfortable, kind of like they feel like it's a pulling sensation on the muscle, but it shouldn't be painful, no.
And before I let you go, are you seeing success with it? Do you see success with it?
Yes, I do. Definitely. That's why we use it as one of our main treatments. I see a lot of success, especially for, like I mentioned, I use it a lot for back pain and neck pain, these things, or even like a muscle strain. It's quite effective and helps speed up the recovery rates of my patients.
Dr. Darren Carpenter, Doctor of Chinese Medicine and Acupuncture. That is all we have time for.